Welcome to the Resellers Not So Late Show with your host, Baldy Pal, and co-host, Gary. Featuring tonight's guest,
Art Vandelay.
And now, here's your host, Baldy Pal. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Resellers Not So Late Show with our special guest tonight, Art Vandelay, also known as Dan, believe it or not. Dan, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm great, Adam. Thanks for having me on. The intro is awesome.
Excellent. I'm glad you liked it. That big fat face of mine just circling around. Gets everybody on their toes. Unfortunately, I have to apologize for everybody. Gary is not able to join us tonight. You may have heard his story last week about his son's Jeep having problems. And after investigation, it is like almost dead. So they have to replace the engine in the Jeep. That's what they're doing tonight with the mechanic. He wasn't able to join us. But the show must go on. I had already organized Dan as our guest, and I did not want to cancel on him. I'm so glad he's able to join us. We've already got some people out in the chat, Dan. I think you're bringing in a crowd, my friend. Let's see. We got Boris and Natasha wheeling and dealing. Hello, hello. Thank you for coming tonight, Brian. We also got Cameron. I'm here for a good time. Don't write that on the bathroom wall. But if you do, leave somebody's number like 867-5309 or something like that. Have you ever dialed that number? You know what I'm talking about, Dan?
I know that number. I don't think I've ever dialed it.
I've never dialed it either. I wonder, should we dial? No, I wouldn't know what area code to use. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right. So we got, they're ready for us. Bluegrass Thrift showing up. That's a new name. Thanks so much for joining us, Bluegrass Thrift. Dan Knights are here. See, told you were bringing out the crowd. You got fans, buddy. Oh, Dan, you already got a question. Are you an importer or an exporter?
I do a little bit of both.
What's the reference there? Is that eBay related or something?
It's Art Vandelay reference.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Let me give you this opportunity, my friend. What is the Art Vandelay reference for anyone who doesn't know? Go ahead and tell us the story behind it.
So if you're a Seinfeld fan, you know who Art Vandelay Industries is. It's George Costanza from Seinfeld is his alter ego or his persona. He had a character he called Art Vandelay. And he shows up many times throughout the series. But it just kind of there's one episode where he's an importer exporter. And it's been a while since I've seen all the episodes. If I might have them mixed up together, but one of them was he was dating, he told his Susan, his girlfriend, he was talking to there was an importer exporter person that Elaine was dating a guy named Art Vandelay.
Okay.
And his job was importing and exporting, but that has nothing to do with why my name's Art Vandelay. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. But I live outside of Chicago, and I was going to a Cubs game, and we're on the rooftop where I put together with some friends to go to a rooftop game. Mm-hmm. And I had to give them a name. So I just told them Vandelay Industries because I'm a Seinfeld fan. And one of my buddies was like, man, how'd you get set up with Vandelay Industries? That's weird. What do they do? And I'm like, dude, it's just from Seinfeld. And my name's Dan. And
did you have to give them a name for a reason? Like for,
because there's like a bunch of, there's like a group, and it's usually, it's like I had done it before for my buddy's bachelor party, and okay, you know, it was like, you know, Jake's bachelor party. It was just like the group name. And so when they asked, I just gave him that name, and I just kind of like clicked in my head.
Did you dance at the bachelor party?
I danced at the wedding.
Good job.
But with my name being Dan, there's just like, it's like Dan the Man, you know, stupid nicknames like that. And I just happened to be signing up for a name for website or whatever. And I just used Art Vandelay. And then I started making everything I use for a username. Yeah. I just started making Art Vandelay. So when I signed up for YouTube, I eventually had to add a number. I used to be 219 at the end because a lot of people, if you search Art Vandelay, there's going to be thousands of them probably.
Okay.
And so I added 219 on it. And then when I started my YouTube channel, I uh, I didn't know what to change my name to. And then from the show, it's an importer exporter. That's like reselling. You're bringing stuff in and you're shipping stuff out. You're importing stuff, exporting stuff. So I felt like it fit. And I honestly was never going to give my real name. I was just going to go by Art. And so it just kind of, I ended up dropping the 219 just to make it easier.
I love it, man.
It just stuck. I mean,
it just stuck. I'm trying to get into a baseball game, a rooftop something.
Yeah, if you watch baseball, watch the Cubs. Like, if you look out in the outfield, mm-hmm. I don't know how well you can see it anymore. They built around it, but they have the rooftop. It's like famous. You watch ball games from the rooftop. It's awesome.
We got Jimmy here, but not Dan the Answer Man. That's not stupid. No, it's not. Oh, look, there you go. Dan, stupid nickname, LOL.
And Dan the Answer Man's a good nickname.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight, Dan and Jimmy. We got Philly Picker. I think you know who that is.
Yep, what's up, Joe? What's up, Jimmy? Dan?
SSK Promo.
Ken.
Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
Lots of names, man. They're just popping in here. Josh.
Nice Silver.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. Appreciate you.
Josh.
Oh, man. So we're getting to know. Oh, here's a new name I want to say hello to.
Backed by Silver. I don't know how to say it. I don't know. It must be some Pokemon.
Mimikyu.
Is that how? Okay.
I don't know. I'm just.
I don't know how to say that.
But I'm thinking Hawaiian. Mimikyu.
I just call him Backed by Silver.
Thanks for coming out, buddy. I wanted to say to everybody, if you have not subscribed to Dan Art Vandalay, I'm just going to call you Art for now on. Is that okay?
That's fine.
I put his YouTube link in the description below, and you can go subscribe to him now. And while you're here, don't forget to hit the thumbs up and subscribe to our channel as well.
I did that.
Excellent. So, you know, Art, I want to get to know you a little bit better. We haven't had the opportunity to really sit down and chat, right?
Right.
So I have made a couple of lightning round questions here on the piece of paper, and there's some typical ones, some not so typical ones. So just if you will, off the top of your head, whatever answers comes first, whatever you like most. I like to figure out how does your brain think, right? So let's just do these lightning round questions. That sound okay with you?
That sounds great.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is an easy one. Okay. You ready for this?
Yep.
Think French fries. Which one's better? Burger King or McDonald's?
McDonald's.
Everybody says McDonald's. Okay, next one. Car, truck, or SUV, what do you drive?
I drive an SUV.
Is that by choice or is that just happen to be the deal you got that day?
By choice.
All right, you need the room in there?
So what you told me before you came on, you like stories.
Yeah, tell me. I love stories.
I live in Indiana and I am just literally deathly afraid of snow.
Oh, yeah. And, in Indiana. So did you grow up in Indiana?
I was born here, moved away, and then moved back right before high school.
And there's lots of snow in Indiana, isn't there?
Yeah, there's tons.
All right, go ahead and go with your scared of snow story.
And I traveled, I worked at a casino, and I had to travel on the highway, and I traveled to and from. It's like a half hour on the highway, and I drove for a while. For my first two cars were Dodge Neons, if you know what those are. They're tiny.
Yeah, tiny cars,
man. And then I moved up to I wanted an SUV, but I couldn't afford one. So I moved up to a Chevy Malibu, decent sized sedan, but still was scared. And so the next car I wanted, I wanted all wheel drive SUV. It's a Kia Sportage. It's not like it's like humongous, but I wanted that.
That's not an SUV.
That is an SUV.
No, it is technically in the category of an SUV, but it's more like a skate.
What's a skate? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all-wheel drive. I mean, that's what, yeah. I call it an SUV. It's my SUV.
It's a little bit up from a Fiat. A Fiat?
Oh, it's way bigger.
Or a Mini Cooper?
It's way bigger than that. It's like a, I guess a crossover would be better. I think crossovers.
Okay.
It's a nice size car. It sits up. Sits up all-wheel drive, but
yeah.
I just wanted it for the, for driving in the snow to help drive through the snow. And it drives well through the snow. I'm happy.
The little Kia Sportage is an all-wheel drive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a little sedan. It's not
made you feel better in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal. I live far enough south that if we get snow, it's gone before you wake up. And that's how I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. When I ask all of our guests, so you might know what's coming. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Okay. Why did you choose Apple?
So I was really late to getting like a smartphone. Mm-hmm. I was really late to getting a cell phone, but one of my first I bought a cell phone, and then at the time I was like, oh, I want like a iPod or something. This is a long time ago.
Right.
And my buddy was like, oh, get an iPod Touch, you'll like it. So I got an iPod Touch and I loved it. And so those are basically, it was almost like an iPhone. So I ended up just getting an iPhone. I just kept stuck with it.
I have to admit that iPhones, Apple stuff in general, although I don't own one, they are very easy to learn.
Yeah.
And a lot of people choose it because they're just, I'm not saying this to you, but most people aren't just tech savvy. And because it's easy to learn, they just go with that. Now, Android, I like it because I am tech savvy and it's so customizable. I can change it however I want to. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so then I moved on to a iPad. And then mm-hmm. I'm on a Mac. I do a Mac Air because I'm not tech savvy at all. I was telling you before. You were telling me your IT. But yeah. I went back to school a few years ago and I wanted to learn how to do like graphic design and stuff. And I was interested in learning how to do it. And I was really trying to learn it and didn't get very far. It was very hard for me. But I had heard, maybe you can answer this.
Well,
I had heard that building like a website and building an app was easier on like a Mac for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Does that affect? But because it was easier to use some of the, I don't know, you could build mm-hmm. an app and it was better to get on Apple in the iStore or iTunes.
Okay, so let me first say hello to Lauren, who is a new name I haven't seen before. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's Philly Picker's wife.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Lauren. I really appreciate that. So I'll give you a quick rundown because I did development for Android and I tried to do it on Apple in the past. Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
One, if you want to develop on... Okay, Dan, the answer man, I feel like is going to correct me on this but we're talking about 8 or 9 years ago, okay?
Okay.
But on Apple, you had to have an Apple laptop or computer to program for the Apple and iPhone and to test it, okay?
Okay.
Number one. Number two, it costs more to be a developer on their platform.
On Apple?
Yes.
Okay.
You had to register annually with them to be a developer on their platform. On Android, you had an open source language called Java.
Okay.
That you could program in, and it was Android itself is open source, so you can download their stuff and load it on any computer, whether it be Apple or Windows or even Java based, and Oracle. I meant to say Oracle based. So it was an easier, cheaper route as a beginning developer for me.
Okay.
So that's why I chose to go with Android for the most part and the customizing of the phone. Now, when I finally got my hands dirty with it all, I was building apps where you could change the colors of your everything, your icons, theming. Oh, wow. Have you ever heard of theming? I was doing theming before theming was cool.
Really?
Anyway, huh. Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So let's don't go down that rabbit hole because that's going to make a lot of people go away. All right. Last question I have for you, lightning round. Little bit different, a little bit longer. Where was the last place you traveled and stayed overnight?
Oh, man. The last place I traveled. Like, how far traveled?
Just to stay overnight.
Just the last place I stayed overnight.
Like, if you went down the street and you call that traveling and you stayed overnight, I'll take that as an answer. Well, but I'm trying to get into vacation mode or
okay, that's what
like
I was
that.
Asking. Because the last time I like traveled and stayed at like a hotel was 2 years ago. There was a bad snowstorm here and I stayed at a hotel.
Yeah.
I stayed there. But
you stayed at the hotel?
Yeah, because I don't like driving in the snow. So it's easier to pay, you know, $50 to stay at a hotel
that's then drive home
5 minutes from work and then have to drive all the way home.
That is awesome.
The last time I actually like a vacation, my last vacation, goodness. Was I went to Las Vegas in I think 2018.
Yeah,
I went to Vegas and I almost was gonna say someplace else. I almost forgot I went to Vegas, but I worked at the casino industry and we had a big tournament at the poker room and I ended up going to the last day of the tournament. I spent 5 days in Las Vegas and it was amazing. I had so much fun.
You play cards? Like they sold them and stuff like that?
I used to play cards more, and then as I moved up in my job title at work, I slowly began to play less cards.
I got you.
It was around poker too much.
Cameron, I am not planning on creating an app anytime soon. The apps I created are like old Android based, and I pulled them from the store a long time ago. And Josh says he knows how to unplug his TV when it's not working. And you know, I'll be honest with you, that is literally the number one troubleshooting technique that any IT service center person will tell you, whether it be cable, computer, TV related, VCR, DVD. Did you unplug it and plug it back in? I'm not making that up. That is the number one troubleshooting technique. And Philly Picker, are we talking English? Not really. Dan, the answer man, those restrictions. I knew it. I knew you would know. Thank you. I appreciate it. They don't exist anymore. You can run Apple software on Windows. Now that I did not know. Whoa. Is it in like an emulator, I assume? Adam, always coming in strong with a t-shirt. Oh, thank you, sir. Hey, if y'all don't know, today is Mario Day, March 10th. That's M-A-R-1-0. It looks like Mario, if you didn't know that. Wow. Which reminds me, hey, I want to let's play a short trivia game for everybody. You that okay with you, Dan?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay, so let's show our screen. No, not that one. That one. Okay. So, guys, this is the official Nintendo.com Mario Day trivia game. And I haven't ran through this. I have no idea what to expect. Let's see how this is going to go. Show me the answers in the chat and help us along. Let's go with the easy mode first. You know anything about Mario, Dan?
A little bit. I liked playing it when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too. I never had a Nintendo, but my cousin did. And when we got together, we played for like 48 hours straight.
Oh, yeah.
In which game did Mario first get to ride on his lovable pal Yoshi? Ooh, I don't know. You know that one?
I have a guess.
Mario 64, Mario Brothers 3, Super Mario World, or Super Mario Brothers. Well, I know this is the first one. It wasn't that one. You think it was Mario Brothers 3? Anybody in the chat know the answer to this one? Let's go with Mario Brothers 3. What do you think?
I think it's the one below it.
Okay, let's go with that one. You're right. Good job. All right. What insect transformation can Mario power up with in the Super Mario Galaxy game? What insect transformation? Bee, ant, stink bug, or ladybug? I know the answer to this one. Do you know?
I've never played that game. When I say I like to play Mario as a kid, like I'm like NES, Super NES is and I don't know how much I remember, but this one's, I don't think there's Super Mario Galaxy for Super Nintendo.
Super Mario Galaxy came out with the Wii.
I don't know. I never played it.
All right. So I know the answer to this one. It is a B.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Cool. All right. Which one of these is not one of Mario's power-ups? A mushroom, a flower, a star, and a hot dog. Okay, that was a little too easy. We all know that's the hot dog, right?
That's what I'm guessing, unless it's in Galaxy.
Yeah, no, there's no magic hot dog. Yeah. Oh, shoot. I need to rework. I thought that said something else, super something else. What is the name of Mario's raccoon-like suit that gives him the ability to glide through the air?
Oh, I love that suit. I don't know.
You know what suit that is?
I know. I think it's from Super Mario 3.
The lawsuit, the bathing suit, the super suit, or the tanuki suit? Dan the Answer Man says hot dog. Hot dog. Tanuki suit. I'm pretty sure it's the tanuki suit.
That sounds right. I mean, that would be my guess. There you go.
And Luigi is Mario's brother, cousin, boss, or dad?
Brother, right?
Trick question?
I mean, it's
got to be brother, right? Mario brothers?
I assume, or else I don't know Mario at all.
All the answers have been this one so far. No. Okay, brother. Yep. Okay. Brother. So we know our Mario easy trivia. I just thought that would be fun to celebrate Mario Day in that way a little bit, guys. I know we probably lost a few watchers then, but that's okay because I had to get my Mario fix in. Do you have any gaming consoles? Do you like to play any games?
So I have an Xbox One. I play it here and there. I have an Xbox 360 that I bought. I found it at a thrift store and I just kind of, I kept it. And then during the start of the pandemic last year, I was playing it a lot and then kind of bored of it. So then I moved up to an Xbox One and I have a, I have a Wii that I haven't listed it. I just kind of have it.
Isn't that I think that's one of the most fun thing about reselling is you find something for cheap. If you like it, keep it, play it, use it. If it's clothes, wear it. And if it's still got, it, more than likely it's got good value if you haven't ruined it when it's all said and done. You just flip it and buy something else, right?
So I have a good story for this.
All right.
I have been dying to play a Nintendo Switch. Mm-hmm. Like, I just been really wanting to play a Nintendo Switch. And I've been looking for one to buy. But I don't want to spend retail. And so I've been scouring for a while on Facebook or whatever to look for a good deal on one. And a lot of times I come across some that seem like really good deals, and I kind of look into it and they just seem like they're uncomfortable, and I feel like I'm going to get scammed. Yeah. Last week I came across one and it seemed too good to be true. And I looked over the seller's account. They had 400 or 500 friends. They had made 5 or 6 transactions on Facebook, and they looked legit. But I got a Nintendo Switch Lite, and when I tell you how much I paid for it, you're gonna be like, "Yeah, it's gonna be a scam." I paid $103 shipped, so I was like, "Oh man, I can play this for as long as I can play this for a while." Yeah. And then they sell for like $160.
That would instantly throw off my. It's hot. It's like it's stolen property radar.
That's the gist I get a lot when I look at that thing. But so when I looked at their account and stuff, and the one thing that sticks out to me a lot, like reselling and stuff, is something my brother does. He doesn't do like reselling like I do, but he does some stuff. And he's gone to garage sales way before I've gone to garage sales. And he said sometimes people, like their parents and stuff, the kid gets in trouble, and they're like, "I'm gonna take your Switch away from you if you're not gonna do your work or whatever," and they donate. You know, you find some stuff at Goodwill and you're like, "Who donates this kind of stuff?" And like, it's people who get mad at their kids and they're like, "You, this is gone, I'm taking it away from you." And that was kind of what I felt like it was going to happen. So anyway, fast forward to today, it showed it was delivered to my house. And so I raced outside to go get it, and it's not there. And when I go back to look, it got delivered. I'm in Indiana, and it was delivered in Delaware.
What?
So, oh yeah. And there was a tracking that was uploaded. And I went to message the seller. The seller like completely changed their name, and it looks like they blocked me.
Wow.
I can't give them a message. So I opened a case. I bought this through Marketplace on Facebook.
Yeah.
I opened a case on them, and Facebook instantly closed the case and says that it's still showing it as being delivered. And I'm like, why would it show them that it's still being delivered when it's showing delivered on Facebook to me? So anyway, I just bypassed them and I opened a case with PayPal. Luckily, I bought it through PayPal. So
yeah, but that's crazy, man.
So hopefully,
that's potentially the story where they got your money, but they were going to ship it to a family member in Delaware anyway,
or something.
Crazy.
Yeah, so hopefully,
man, good luck on that. PayPal's pretty good about doing those type of cases, though. I've had to do that in the past before.
This is the first time ever. I've never had any problems ever. Like, I mean, ever. So,
well, I hit the wrong Facebook ad link one time, and I found Lego sets on like 95% off. I thought, heck yeah, man, I'll buy me a few. And for like, I think I spent like $150. I bought maybe 30 or 40 Lego sets. I didn't get a darn thing in the mail.
Oh, like, really?
It was from China too. I mean, like, as soon as that checkout took place and I saw the line item on my PayPal account, I was like, yeah, I'm never getting these Lego sets. And I didn't.
You got your money back though, right?
Yeah, PayPal did a really good job about giving me my money back, because ultimately I just stated I never received my item.
Yeah.
You know, that case I opened, and it took about 2 months, but
it did tell me it was April something was about the time they're going to like close it, which is, I mean, it's okay. It's 100 and after tax, it was $110. So hopefully I get it back. If not, I mean, it was at risk. I mean, I just felt it seemed legit, but it wasn't. If that was like, if I had saw it and it was like I had to go meet someone for $100, I'm not going to do that because I've met someone on Facebook and they sell me like an entire weed drum set and all these guitars and these games and stuff for what, $30. And I'm like, and it, you know, I sold it all. I grossed like $300 or $400 from everything they gave me. Some people just don't know what they have. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Philly Picker says that Harry or Tommy has it in Delaware, Dan. You need to hit them up. They know where it is. Bluegrass Thrift. Did they intercept the package or divert it?
No, there, because I thought maybe Delaware was where it's coming from at first, and it came from Texas to Delaware, and it just shows a straight shot the whole way. So I don't know if it was like an old, shipping thing, or no, yeah. I don't know if they were just shipping something else to someone in Delaware, or if they sold it twice.
Does the tracking look like it went straight to Delaware, or did it like
was it headed towards you and then moved
somewhere else from it?
Just straight to Delaware.
Dan, I think Tommy posted today that he has a free switch. That's probably true. All right, excellent. Well, I do not like to buy off of Facebook Marketplace and ship to me because of that particular reason. I just don't know that Facebook, in my opinion, has the integrity yet to back you as a buyer, right? So I don't mind meeting people locally, but because of people in Columbus, it's like the second or third largest city in Georgia. Okay. But they know what they have. There, no one on my Facebook Marketplace is selling a Rock Band set for $30-$40. I'll tell you that right now. It's $150-$200. The Wii stuff that, those consoles are $110-$150.
So I did look out my area. It's a lot like that. It's a lot more like that now. I started selling a lot more on Facebook Marketplace, mm-hmm. and right now I'm only delivery only, and I've lost some sales because I don't want to do meetups and stuff. I'm not. I think maybe when the weather gets nicer, I might start doing some meetups locally, mm-hmm. but it's just kind of crappy around here right now. And the last few days have been nice, but I don't feel like going out and through the cold weather and stuff and start meeting people. I've tried it a few times for bigger items in the past. And it just became people kind of blow you off and stuff. So I just at the end of 2020, when they had like a no fees or anything, I just decided to go ahead and start listing stuff on Facebook Marketplace. And I've had pretty good success with stuff. Right. So, you know, I had to give it a try. I mean, at least we'll see how it goes. I was a little irritated that they told me like they instantly closed it. It was just kind of weird. Like,
that is,
didn't make any sense to me.
Did you say that something about no fees?
A while back, right now Facebook's fees are 5% if you sell on the marketplace, but they ran a promotion for, it was a long time where they had no fees at all.
Oh, okay. I must not have been selling at that time. I didn't start. Is that like back in 2020 or pre 2021?
Yeah, it was, I think it was through the end of 2020.
Okay.
It might have been at the beginning of January here in 2021.
I started selling on Marketplace, selling and shipping, I should say, in 2021 after I talked to Wyatt when he told me how many shoes he was selling on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah,
true. Shoes fly off the shelf on Facebook.
Yeah, I haven't had a pair of shoes in a few, but I was selling shoes super. I was selling shoes faster than I was. I mean, it was like four or five times as many views on a pair of shoes on Facebook than on eBay.
Yeah,
and I was selling them faster. And I actually had a pair of shoes the other day. I posted on eBay because everything I posted on eBay and then kind of I cross posted around. And I went to post it on Facebook, and on eBay there was a pair of shoes the same size where they had 14 watchers. I'm like, I'm gonna list these eBay shoes, and these things are gonna sell in 2 seconds
mm-hmm.
because they were showing $15 shipped to me. And I charge a flat fee of $9.99 for shipping on shoes.
Okay.
Go ahead and I post it on Facebook. I'm like, I'm just going to ship it. I'm going to post it on these two sites today. And I'm pretty sure they're going to sell. And the second I post it on Facebook, I mean, I had three or four messages and I'm like, oh my gosh, these are going to sell. So I took it down off of eBay because I was trying to save myself 5% on fees because I was scared it was going to sell. Yeah. And then I had a lot more. I see. What's up, Mike? Mike and Joe are in here because I talk. We do like a group text all the time. And yeah. I talk a lot of crap about Facebook because they, I mean, some of the questions and the, I mean, they, this, some of the buyers just have like no clue what's going on.
They but don't.
It's crazy. They ask the dumbest questions. But I was like, man, I'm gonna get this guy. They're a pair of golf cleats, and this guy asked if he could wear his regular shoes. And I'm like, I guess. I'm like, I don't know. They're cleats. And it was just like
if he didn't know what he was getting into.
So I don't know if they're trolls or you know it could be a kid like messing with you. I don't know. Yeah. But you have to thumb through all that stuff. But to save 5%, and long I'm telling all that story. I didn't even sell the shoes yet. But
I was, oh man.
They have been sell. I mean, they do sell pretty well. Shoes.
That's good. Big Brother at the auction showing up tonight. It's a new name for me. Thanks for stopping by, brother. Do you know him, Art?
You know what? He was at our live today with Mike and Joe. I hadn't seen him around yet, but.
In January House, we know that guy.
So Mike,
thanks for dropping by, buddy. Unloaded all. I think I missed your name earlier. I appreciate you. Putting another chat in here. What advice would you give to someone who's never done Facebook Marketplace but is thinking about it? Take it away, Art.
I would just give it a shot. If you sell on like eBay, so if anyone who sells on eBay should be able to sell on any of these other platforms. They're super easy. The listing process is 10 times easier. Like on Facebook, a lot of times it's hard to comp stuff, and I just kind of been I'll just comp stuff. I just price it to what I'm asking for basically on eBay. And then I have gone down on stuff before on price just because there's like, I feel like there's a little bit of wiggle room to try to make a sale because I am saving some fees on like it's only 5%.
Right.
The one thing is I was trying to do most of the sites like on Mercari. I try to do all my shipping through myself and not through, through Mercari, buy their labels. And Facebook offers selling labels. You can buy a label from Mercari or Facebook, but I don't do a lot of that. I kind of stick to just doing like the pirate ship and just doing it on my own. But I have recently started switching to going to try it out to buy a label because I think up to 2 pounds, it's like a tier system too. So it's a little bit easier to do that. You don't feel like you don't lose out on shipping like you would if you were on eBay. So I would say just try it out. I feel like it's about the realm of Mercari. It's easy. Yeah. I feel like it's busier than Mercari.
It's definitely busier than Mercari. My advice on Facebook would be just test it out with not one listing, but say one category of listing so that you can get them up there and fast. I will go ahead and tell you, Wyatt said shoes. I had a lot of shoes. I cross posted all of my shoes and some of them that had been sent in eBay for months sold within weeks.
Yeah.
He said he didn't want people showing up at his house. So choose the, shipping only option. If you do local pickup, I don't do meat at my house either. I did list one big heavy item that was a pickup at my house. But I rarely ever do that. It was a piece of furniture I wasn't even going to be able to fit in my truck to meet somebody somewhere. And to be very honest with you, it's been a number of times when something, I'd say small, significantly small in comparison to a piece of furniture at least, I'd put it in my truck, go meet them. They either wouldn't show up.
That's.
Or they didn't bring their money. They tried to bring down the cost by not bringing as much money that we agreed to. You know what I mean? And so I don't like meeting people either. That's why I do the shipping option.
The last time I sold something, I met someone. It was I met him at a store. I don't meet anyone at my house, but I have picked up at people's houses. I just kind of I don't really know if I don't think that's great advice. I would at least do it during the day, but it was like a bigger item or something. Or a lot of people will tell you, right? It would be a porch pickup or something like that. You kind of got to know your area, so. You'll see. I've seen where they're at, and I know the area. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's usually a safe. It's like usually older couples live around there. It's pretty safe, and it's usually fine. Never meet at night. I wouldn't do that. Even if you're meeting out someplace, I don't think I would meet someone at night. But the last time I was selling something for, Mike and Joel know this. They'll know this story. I sold it for, I can't remember what it was, but I sold it for $55. And when I met her, she's like, "You said 50, right?" And I'm like, or 40, whatever it was. And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." I'm like,
"Oh whatever. Man, you let it go."
Yeah. I wasn't gonna. I was nervous because I always get nervous that they're gonna be upset or something. Not gonna want it.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, whatever.
It Hart, come on. It's your ability to say no. That's not the price I want to let it go for. So what if they don't want it anymore?
I guess.
But then
I
again, mean, you think about this.
The soda.
If you're happy with selling it for anything, then you've gotten rid of it.
I thought I made four times. I made at least, I can't remember if it was 40 or 50, however it was. I don't remember if I was losing out on 10 or 15 bucks or something, or $5. But it was a soda machine.
He says there's too many serial killers in Florida to do meetups. I want, you know, the only serial killer I know of is in Miami, and Dexter, he's not on TV anymore, so I think you'll be okay. Mystery Flippers comes out to see ya. Whoop, whoop.
What's up, Mystery Flippers?
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. It's been a couple of our shows. I do appreciate you coming in again tonight. For everyone in the chat right now, I'm going to kind of tease you a little bit. We do have a game planned for this evening. It'll start probably in the next 5 to 6 minutes. And you must, as always, you must be present to win. In this case, you must be present to play. And it's going to be more of an interactive virtual game. We'll get into it later, but I hope everybody sticks around to play the game. We got another question for you. Dan, do you ever get strange or inappropriate questions about the products that you have listed?
Yeah. Usually once a week during my live listing with Joe and Mike, I'll get a random question, usually from Back by Silver.
That's about, hilarious.
About something I...
I got the strangest question the other day, and I can't even remember what it was, to be honest with you. But a guy actually, talking about meetups, I've said it before, I live in Columbus, Georgia, and Atlanta is our capital. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours north. Guy lives above Atlanta was asking me if he could meet me in Atlanta for a pair of shoes. And that was on eBay, not even Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, because you know how on eBay it tells you, you know, what area you're in. It may not tell you the exact city. And he was like, can we meet in Atlanta? I was like, no. If you want to come to Columbus.
It'd be cheaper to ship it.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't want to ship it. For him, he wasn't going anywhere. He's in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So,
anyway. Over my head there.
And I do get on Facebook Marketplace, even though I do choose these days shipping only. I've had a couple of people ask me if they would meet up. I live in Columbus. Would you meet up? And I have done that. And I told them, here's what, you know, I make the rules there is, honestly, I don't bow to the customer. I'm like, I work off this road. This is a public location. Let's meet in this parking lot around lunchtime, which means it's in the middle of the day. Lots of traffic, very public. I feel safe, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty much the only ways I'll agree to meet up with somebody off of Facebook is if it's in a busy public location, you know?
That's smart.
So that's my advice. Who was it? The Unloaded All wanted some Facebook advice. If you meet up, do it in a public, busy location, not at night, during the day. Definitely do that. Key Lime Kisses joining us tonight. Thanks for coming out, ma'am. Hey, says, Gina. Hey, Philly. What was her name?
Gina.
Gina, good. I like to learn these names as well. I honestly have a very hard time remembering everyone's name. Gonna have to get used to it though, right? Again, if you haven't subscribed to my channel or Art's channel, please do so. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up. I would like to ask one really good reseller question for you, Dan, and then we're going to get into the game. And that is, I know your history. You talked about your history in your videos. I know that you used to work at a casino and that because of COVID and things that have gone on, you no longer work at the casino. And that's when you started reselling full time, right? Mm-hmm. My main question that I don't really know about you is how long before that did you resell?
Okay. So my reselling history goes, it goes back a little ways.
Okay.
When I started working at the casino, I was a poker dealer. And before that, I worked at a Blockbuster video. And this is, on my paydays, I used to go buy like a DVD series. This is before streaming and Netflix. Hey, Jen. And I would buy Jen. Like a DVD, like a box, like a bike set of the seasons of a series or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When I started working at the casino and stuff, streaming came along and I had a huge movie collection. So I got on eBay and I just started selling my movie collections or whatever. I sold everything. And then I was like, what am I going to sell now? And then
I've sold everything. What am I going to sell now?
I came across what I thought was authentic football jerseys off the internet. So I bought those and I sold those for like a month before I got like this stern warning from eBay that they were fake. And I didn't know, you know, like the jerseys now. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I could just buy these and I could just list them. So I got away from that for a while. And then I was watching a show. Every time I talk about it, I don't remember the show anymore. It was on Spike TV. Mm-hmm. I think it was called Jason T. Smith. He's a pretty big thrifting guy. He has a YouTube channel. Thrift Hunters, I think it was what it was called. And they were just him and another guy. They would go to Goodwills and whatever Savers or whatever thrift stores, and they would buy stuff to resell. So I got really into it, and I thought it was really. I had a lot of fun doing it. I was really bad at it, and I came across. I was watching YouTube on it. And I would watch YouTube. I was watching some channels. There wasn't that many channels at the time that I could find. The only one off the top of my head I can remember, two was Entrepreneur Girl and Nick Hills. Nick Hill has a channel now. He's in the UK. He's with it's Nick and his wife, Andrea. So I watched mm-hmm. him a lot. And I thought it was really interesting how that's what he did for his job. And I'm like, man, this is so, that would be so cool. And I kind of just got out of it. And then, got a promotion at work and just started working through work. And then fast forward, this is like 2016, and then fast forward to 2019, I was clean. I had a huge death pile still that I had just collected, and I donated most of it back to thrift stores or whatever. And I had about one more load, and I was like, man, I really want to do some more reselling. I needed to make some side money. I was going to try to work off some credit card debt and stuff.
Yeah.
Signed up for DoorDash and Instacart. I'm like, it'll be easy. I can just go do that, make a couple bucks, and then I'll be done. And I could just never do that on my time off. So I'm like, I'm going to do Amazon. And I was trying to remember how to do Amazon FBA. And I started looking on YouTube and I found Cincinnati Picker.
Mm-hmm. And big name.
Yeah. So I started watching his stuff. And then I found Shed Flip or Garage Flips at the time. Found him and they got introduced to like RVA Flips. And it just kind of went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And I've just been hooked ever since. So about the summer, long story, summer of
2019. Yeah. I, when I was looking down at my phone, I have to apologize. I think that's rude and I didn't mean to do it, but someone I had asked to be a guest on a future show, nice big name, I'll go and say it, Amber Resells.
Oh, nice.
Just said she was in, she'd do it. So I told her, I was like, catch us live now. Come on in. And maybe she'll come on by and she'll see it. But
there she is. Hey, Amber.
So hey, excellent. Hey, Amber, thanks for coming by. I wanted to take this opportunity. It's 8:42. We're going to end the show around the 9 o'clock hour, a little bit later. And that's because I want to hopefully get everybody here to move over to Josh Flips, Finds, and Fun at the 9 o'clock hour for his live. But we're going to end with a game. Okay. This game is different from any other game I've ever done before, guys. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drop this link to our chat in the StreamYard chat, okay? You'll see it on YouTube or Facebook, wherever you may be watching this. The first 7 people to click the link get to play the game, okay? You have to be, honestly, I'll take 5 or take 6, I'll take 7, but up to 7. Click the link, join us in the chat, you get to play the game. The winner gets an eBay gift card, okay? I'll pay for it. I'll send it to you through PayPal or, you know, whatever, eBay, right? But we're playing for an eBay gift card. Click the link and join us in the chat. Don't be shy. Come on in. We're going to get ready to play this game now. First 7 to click the link gets to play. So, Art, continuing, go ahead and click the link. We're waiting for people to click the link and join us in the chat. Continuing on, though, you've been reselling for just a couple of years now. We've talked about the history of your name. I'm wondering, I know you sell on eBay. I know you sell on Facebook. Have you ever tried Poshmark?
Yeah, I do. I've sold on Poshmark. Right when I started, I was interested in Poshmark. I do a little bit. And when I first got into reselling, I was, Poshmark seems fun. It seems easy. It's easy to list and stuff. So I did that for a little while. Then I quit. When I became full time, I instantly was like nervous about getting my eyes on stuff. So I list a little bit on Poshmark. I only list shoes, jeans, and I started listing board games on there. I was searching on there and I saw you could sell board games.
We got one person who's joined us for the game. Come on in. We need more people. I'm going to bring them in when we get 5 or 6 or 7 people. So don't leave. All right. I don't know if they can honestly hear me or not in the back of the show.
They can hear you.
Okay, good. So don't leave. I'm going to let a couple of people join us in just a second. So, okay, Poshmark to me has been one of those I tried it and had zero luck, okay? So that's why I'm going to have a future show with some guests to talk like specifically Amber? About Poshmark. Yeah. And I've got to learn more. I've got to be encouraged into this, okay? Like Amber.
Yeah, and, I found her from Justin RVA Flip. So I was watching her when I started Poshmark.
We got Jen saying, yikes, I'm in the tub, so I'm going to have to pass. You wouldn't be able to play the game from the tub anyway, Jen, but don't drop the soap or your phone, all right? All right, cool. Come on, guys. Click that link. Join us in. Come on, we're not just going to play the game with one person, and this is a fun game for $10 eBay gift card. Who we got? We got Key Lime Kisses still here, Philly Picker, everybody. Amber, click the link. Everybody who's still here, join us. We're going to have a great game. It's going to be an awesome game, I promise you. Just click that link and join us. I was wondering, you sell on Mercari too, I know. Have you ever sold on like the OfferUp?
I listed on OfferUp, and then I got like the first time I listed something, I got a really weird question, and I didn't want to do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah, it was just something. It made me uncomfortable. I felt like I was gonna get robbed, so I just like it. Just felt like the Wild West, and I was like, I just don't want to do it. So I don't do that one.
That was OfferUp, right?
Yeah, OfferUp. Yeah,
I've never done Bonanza. I didn't even know Bonanza existed until.
So I do do Bonanza.
Hey, Miss Melissa Vandridge, new name. Thanks for coming out and joining us.
Hey, Luis, Callie
Reseller. Oh yeah, Callie Reseller's here. Click the link, Callie. Here's the link. Join us for a game. We need people to join us, guys. I promise you, this is gonna be fun. Don't be scared. I've told Art what to expect. He's ready to see this game happen. Okay, we got a second player. Yes, 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 yes. All right, come on in. Come on, we need more players. I'm not gonna bring them in until let's say what minimum of three. You think three minimally?
Yeah, would probably be good. Yeah, at least one more.
I would like to get up to 7, guys. Come on, join us. This is first time we play this game. I'd love for y'all to join this game with us. So what are your plans with YouTube? You know, I mean, everybody says stuff like, you know, I want to get monetized. I want to hit 1,000. You've gotten to the 1,000. But what are your future plans with YouTube?
I was just talking to my buddies about this weekend. When I started YouTube, it was just to, I was going to give it a 1 year and see what happens with it. And just, I don't like when I first started, I was going to be super smart and know how to do everything. Cause I thought I was smart at stuff. And, I instantly learned that just doesn't work for me. I just make a lot of mistakes and errors and stuff. And then, I'm not looking to teach anyone. I just kind of want to show people, just kind of what I'm doing reselling. So that's what I was. That was a plan for a year. And after the year was up, it was in November, I was like, oh, I really want to keep going. And I just want to make it part of like my reselling business. I just have fun with it. And but obviously I would like to get monetized. I'm still not monetized yet. I'm short on my hours. I was fortunate enough to get a nice shout out.
Maybe longer videos.
I Yeah. So like I have a video came out today and it's under 6 minutes, but I filmed for about 20 some minutes, but I like to edit it down and I like to get, if you're doing YouTube, it would be the one thing would to make a little bit longer video. So it works a little bit, but you know, it happens when it happens.
I wanted to bring Josh and Unloaded All in here because they had the courage to click the links. And I know Josh has a show in just a few minutes. I really Unloaded All, Josh. It might not have the impress. If you still want to click the link, guys, in the chat, please do so. You can join in. We haven't started yet, but I went ahead and made a intro to this, so we're going to go ahead and play it now. Oh, we got another one while we were playing the intro. Whoa. We got Joe up in here.
Yeah.
Boom. Yes. Nice.
Yes. Okay. The more the merrier, people. Click the link. We haven't started yet. While I'm explaining the rules, maybe that'll get you interested. So, Josh, we're going to try to keep this under 10 minutes for your show. I know it starts at 9, all right? All right. So, check this out. This is called the Reseller's Scavenger Hunt. I have created a list of 50 items over here. And what you have to do is you have to be, you get 3 points. The first to 3 points wins my $10 eBay gift card. But what you have to do is you have to run around your house or wherever it may be and get this item and bring it to the camera and show it off and prove that you have this item. Okay. If nobody has this item, we'll just skip and go to the next item. But it needs to be as specific, as clear as possible. Okay. Y'all, does this sound fun enough to play? Y'all all right with this?
I'm down.
All right. Well, let me first ask Unloaded All, what is your name, sir?
Rick.
Rick. Okay. Hey, Rick, Joe, and Josh. Let's go with the first item. You got to be the first to 3 points. The first item is a broken pencil. Go find a broken pencil and bring it back. And show, oh, Rick. Rick did it. Rick did it. He broke it right there on the screen. He's like, what? I don't care. Oh, point number one. All right.
I have all pens, no pencils.
Oh,
man.
Wah, wah, wah. All right. All right. So let's keep going. The next one is a flip flop. Who has a flip flop? Anybody got a flip flop? Look. Oh, that won't count. It's a sandal. That's a croc. We need a flip-flop. We need a flip-flop. Where you at?
Oh,
look at Josh. Josh has a flip-flop. Point for Rick, point for Josh. Joe, I saw you. You had to go find something. Didn't quite catch. All right. The next item, guys, is... Uh-oh. Hold on. Before I say the next item, he's in here late. But we're going to bring the mystery flipper in here. Looks like his camera may be off. I don't know how you're going to show off your what you get, mystery flipper, if you don't have your camera on. You don't have to show your face if you don't want to. But the next item, Josh, you might get this, a chewed pen, a chewed up pen. Anybody got a chewed up pen? Sounds like mystery flipper's chewing his pen now. Oh, Josh has got a pen in his mouth. He chewed it up. Why did you leave and have to go find your pen, Josh? Is that what's going on?
You know, I'm hitting wrong buttons. That's all.
All right. Mystery Flipper, are you there, sir? I hear a lot of noise. I don't hear you, though.
I see a wall.
Okay. Shopaholic wants to know what have you missed? How about this, Shopaholic? Click this link and we'll tell you what you're missing. Click that link and you'll see what you're missing. Go ahead. All right. Chewed pin. Done. Josh got a point. Joe, you ready? You gotta get this next one.
Yeah, come on.
You ready?
Yep.
A toy that plays music. A toy that plays music.
Oh, is it on?
Anything. Play the music. I don't hear music yet. There you go. I hear the music. Joe, what you got?
Needs batteries.
No good.
Rick, does that play music?
No, but it makes some cool drag racing sounds.
Okay, close enough. Josh got it with his little octopus with rainbow shoes on.
It's good. It's a good thing I sit next to my death pile.
Yeah, it really is a good thing. Resellers scavenger hunt. Okay, so I think maybe for next time it might be a little difficult to encourage people to actually jump into the chat at last minute like that. But I really appreciate Rick and the Mystery Flipper and Joe and Josh. I appreciate y'all joining us in here. And Josh, I got your info. We'll reach out.
No. Here's what I want to do, because I'm going to get ready to jump on my show, you know, here in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Dan, you're such a great guy. You get to pick from one of these guys, man. Let them get that prize, you know, because all these guys are great at what they're doing. So.
All right, let's do this. Can we default it to one more tiebreaker between Rick and Joe? Good. And I don't hear Mystery Flipper at all. I think he's muted. He may be trying to play, but he's muted. So, Rick and Joe, one more item. The first one to come back with this item. I'm spinning the wheel to see what this item's going to be. A blue Sharpie marker. A blue Sharpie marker. Boom. Is it Sharpie, Rick? Is it brand name Sharpie? It is.
Wow. And boom.
Rick gets it. Nice, Rick gets it. All right, good job. Rick. Good job, buddy. I'm on Instagram at Body Pal Picking. Are you on Instagram?
No. Well,
email me, bodypal@gmail.com. How's that sound? Okay. All right, email me at bodypal@gmail.com, and we'll work out getting you the eBay gift card. All right, buddy?
That's awesome.
I need that gift card to buy me a new pencil.
Oh, that's an expensive pencil, and you just snapped it. Thanks, guys, for playing.
Hey, Appreciate it, Adam.
Bye.
See you guys.
I thought that was kind of fun.
That was fun.
Maybe. Oh, sorry, Rick. I think maybe next time I'll give everybody a little bit more of a heads up so that they know what's actually going on. We had people who were wanting to play but just couldn't join in because they didn't know what was going on. Okay, I'm learning. Like I said, first time I played the game, I thought it would be pretty neat. Imagine if you could get 10 people in here playing that game at once.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Mystery Flipper says, I was in there just in my car and I didn't have any items. Oh, understood. Okay, yeah. I'll preface that next time. I'll make a note. Must be in-house or apartment available. Sal, thanks for coming out, buddy. I saw you earlier, but I never officially said hello. Thank you for coming out. Flippy, late to the party. What's up, guys? Thanks for coming out, Evan. Appreciate you. We are wrapping up the show. I would like to say this to everyone who is here. If you have not subscribed to Art Vandalay on YouTube, please click the link in the description below and do that. He's also on Instagram. He just told me tonight that he wants to build that puppy up so that he can get more followers and see more people out there.
The reason quote I told you is that I suck at Instagram, but I would like to be better.
And yeah, that's what I heard. You like to be better. And so we're going to get you there. So the thing is, Mystery Flipper did say that in the private chat, and I didn't notice it until just now. Sorry, buddy. We'll get you next time, though. So I know that this is a short show. I will also tell everybody I have to get up at 3 a.m. in the morning because I'm traveling for my 9-to-5 to Nebraska. This is the first trip I've taken in the past 18 months, so don't really know what to expect. And so,
hey, Steve-o. Sorry,
I got. Oh no, it's fine. Who's here?
Evo,
SC Thrifted Treasure. Hey, Steve-o. Buddy.
What's up, Steve-o?
But Dan. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. Yeah. We're going to have you on in another show in the future. If you happen to be in my chat and we're playing Scavenger Hunt, I hope you would click the link and play with us.
Well, now I know what to expect, so I'll...
It'll be different things, so you can't get your stuff gathered together.
All right, I won't try to do that, but... Yeah, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I would like to encourage everyone who is here right now to go over to Josh at Flips Finds Fun for his 9 o'clock show that will go on for at least another hour. That's where I'm heading. Dan, I think that's where you should head to.
I am. I'm going to look for the, I'm going to get the link right now and drop it in the chat.
Would you like to leave the crowd with any words of wisdom before we go?
I don't really have wisdom, but I really appreciate everyone hanging out. And that's about it. I mean, I really appreciate Adam asking me to come on, and it was super. It was a lot of fun. I liked that game. It was fun.
Let me see if I can get Josh's link real quick.
I think it's not right. I think I dropped it. I thought I dropped it.
Oh, did you? Okay, good job.
I'm pretty sure I dropped it.
All right. So I don't have a link directly, but there's the link at least to his YouTube channel.
Pull it up when I'm dropping it.
I don't know. May not be clickable. I'm not sure. I don't know the moderator.
Oh, yeah, I got to get moderator.
I got to go over to YouTube, click moderators, do all that stuff. So
I'm probably not a mod.
Excellent. All right, Dan. We'll catch up on Instagram and YouTube. Keep making those videos, dude, because I'll tell you what. I trip out and laugh every time I hear you talking to yourself about your cells and the little clips at the end of the video. And number one thing that really gets me every time, no matter when I watch it, is you looking in your camera of your nest or whatever it may be, like you're a snooper. Or you're trying to figure out what's going on inside. I love it, dude. That's a great intro.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks again, guys. Thanks everybody in the chat who joined us tonight. I hope y'all have a lovely evening, and y'all have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.